Now, I don't want to get up on a rant here, but Pegasus spyware has turned the information superhighway into a goddamn toll road where your privacy is the currency. Folks, I am Kyam, and you are living in a digital panopticon that makes the most repressive regimes in history look like amateur hour at the surveillance talent show. You know what blows my cerebral cortex into tiny confetti bits? Here we are walking around with these hyper-connected pocket supercomputers worried about some pimply-faced hacker in his mom's basement while actually governments are paying premium rates to digitally undress our entire fucking existence. It's like being afraid of pickpockets while there's a team of professional bank robbers drilling into your psychological vault. These NSO group techno shamans have created a digital equivalent of a colonoscopy without the courtesy of anesthesia or anastasia, or even a reach around. One click on a seemingly innocent link and boom, they're up your digital colon so far they can tell what you had for breakfast when you were five. We're living in a world where your smartphone has become the most sophisticated snitch in human history. Judas got 30 pieces of silver, but your iPhone's giving away your secrets for the low, low price of convenience and TikTok access. What a fucking bargain. And the response from the tech overlords? We're on it. We're patching. Yeah, that's reassuring. Like, that's like saying, don't worry about the tiger in your bathroom. We're planning to clip its nails next Tuesday. Meanwhile, every fucking tin pod dictator with a grudge and a credit line is monitoring journalists and dissidents with the kind of precision that would make Stalin's mustache curl with envy. You want to know what the philosophical quandary of our time is? It's not whether God exists or if there's free will. It's whether you should keep using the phone knowing it's a digital glory hole into your private life. We've become so psychologically dependent on these devices that we're willing to sacrifice our most intimate moments rather than disconnect. I've seen heroin addicts with more willpower than an iPhone user's face with a dead battery. Now that's saying a fucking lot. The most bizarre part? We're paying for the privilege. We're literally dropping a grand on the latest model so corporations and government can more efficiently catalog our existence. It's like buying a really expensive two-way mirror and installing it in your own bathroom. Remember when privacy meant something? When your thoughts were your own and not subject to algorithmic analysis and government inspections? Those were the fucking days, weren't they? Now we're all digital exhibitionists in a global peep show where the audience is invisible and the cover charge is our dignity. Of course, that is just my opinion. I could be wrong. But I'm not.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I like your style, dude.
Hell yeah.
Not bad.